Cold-blooded is something of a misnomer, however, because a turtle's body temperature closely matches that of its surroundings, which means when enveloped in warm air or water, the turtle's body will be warm, and vice versa. Sunlight also guides a turtle's actions, especially this time of year, when water remains cold while the air is warmed by sunshine. And this is why early spring is a good time to go pond turtle watching. Like living solar panels, pond turtles groggily haul out onto exposed logs and shorelines to bask in heat-generating rays of sunshine. These early spring, clear blue sky days are especially precious because sun-craving pond turtles go to extraordinary lengths to absorb as much radiant energy as they can, to kick their winter-dulled metabolism into springtime gear in advance of summer turtle time. Along with neighborhood birds, pond turtles provide opportunity to observe intriguing behaviors of wildlife that at times may seem comedic, as when one turtle bumps another off its perch in a not-so-sporting game of King on the Log. Turtle watching also reveals these animals to be observant creatures themselves, orienting in accordance with the sun's position, essentially creating a sundial of their pond as they follow shifting patches of sunlight. Pond turtle watching, as with other wildlife watching, requires care because pond turtles are easily frightened by the shape of a person who, to a turtle, resembles a natural predator. However, as with many simple-minded reptiles, pond turtles can be acclimated to our presence, especially when offered gifts of food, which is a practice I discourage, much as it might be fun for kids of all ages. But I won't begrudge well-intended people the fun of feeding pond turtles, in part because this practice may lead to a greater interest in turtles, other wildlife, and the habitats that support them and us. In an ideal world, it's best to simply observe the turtles as they go about their natural business, rather than corrupt their better instincts with offers of foodstuffs that most likely are not good substitutes for the aquatic plants, insects, and other matter that makes up a turtle's wild diet. With patience and a little practice, turtle watchers will find it's easy to blend in with the turtle's world, to become just another member of its community, like an odd heron or something else equally benign, at least to the turtles too large for a heron to eat. In a very real way, pond turtles can serve as ambassadors to help connect people with the natural world, including the seasonal changes happening all around us. All it takes is sitting near the edge of a tranquil pond where flowers radiate, birds sing, and the numbing chill of winter is giving way to turtle-warming spring.